Now, I want to talk about Love Hotel, one of my favorite things that's on. So I'm loving that it's got the housewives in it. We've got new men that have entered the villa. So there seems to be something where they give keys to their favorites, and then the ones that they don't give the keys to go home. There's a little bit more controversy this week between, because everyone is loving Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph's got a certain, what do they say, je ne sais quoi, where everyone's just got eyes for this guy. I mean, he seems nice. I don't quite get
Even Ralph doesn't get it. He's like, what
it.
am I? Then we saw the cracks between Shannon and Earl, which were vegetable-shaped cracks because Earl doesn't eat his greens or something.
Earl the Pearl needs to eat a carrot. Like, eat your vegetables. I deal with that with my kids. Eat your vegetables. You're a grown ass man. I would have lost it too. Or it's a red flag at least.
It's a red flag. I think that she's triggered in a way of the way that he sort of spoke to her. He's triggered from her because of his past trauma. And I guess that that's normal in relationships when you get older. You've got baggage, you've got all these things going on. I am still really enjoying it. It's part of it is a bit White Lotusy, the music. There's something about it that, like, obviously they're not murdering anyone, but there is like the. But I'm loving it still.
Yeah, no, I'm loving it too. It felt like a very dramatic episode, this last one this week, with all the drama at the table, especially with Ashley and Wale. Like, she's clearly into the older guys, and the younger guys just aren't doing it. So, yeah. I'm really enjoying it still. I'm trying to look out for the behavior. So, do you remember last year, or it might have been earlier this year, when the host was posting on Instagram calling out Shannon for being rude to the people who work on the show? There was all
Oh,
that drama. Yeah. So, apparently, he posted that on Instagram on the last day of filming. So, all of the cast that are currently sort of doing their podcast rounds and things like that, they're saying, we didn't really know he was going to do that. We were blindsided by it. Don't really know what he's talking about. He later backtracked on that and said, I shouldn't have done what I did. I didn't mean it, sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, I don't think Shannon's ready for a show like this. I still think she's too fresh from all of her drama. She actually just needs some time away to settle and find out who she is and be comfortable, because it sounds like not only is there drama on the show, but there was drama behind the scenes as well. And that's not good.
No, she takes things very personal. She got,
Very.
yeah, so she needs a minute to recover. And even when she was crying and saying, no one congratulated me, and it was 11:59, and
Yeah.
it's not something that someone who's really just met you is going to do.
No, your sponsor is going to congratulate you on that.
It's not your best friend, it's not your husband of 30 years. These men that have just met you are not going to do that. So, yeah, I think she's just a little bit sensitive at the moment.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.